holding by Simon Kofsadi Sefir Aleph. You can hear in the back? Holding. Holding my Simon Kofsadi Sefir Aleph. Another singer, Ksomim. So again, we went through already five different material. The idea in Beged Ish on Sef Aleph, the idea of Tanan, Sef Beis, and Gimel, Sheh Gris, Sef Hei, and Sef Yud was the main thing about Begodim, that's Vainim, and not Makabel Tomo. Now, the sixth heter from here to the end is the Sugya of Tlias. We get to Tlias, the Be'etzem, two different Sugyas over here. There's a mission after Zainam Beis that you found on a certain place of the body. And the question is, where exactly you find it on the place? And then there's the idea on the Mishnah of Chesman Beis that you have what to be turned upon. You went to a Shukshat Abachim, you're eating Gisamim, and that's really Sif Yud Ches to Chavdalad and onwards. Now, of course, they're intertwined one with another, and we'll see it brought down a little bit over here. That seems to be the way how it's divided up, that they went through the Mishnah of Zayin is the first, from Yud Alf to Yud Zayin, which we do today. Where exactly in the body you found it, then Yud Ches is going to be the next Mishnah of what to, yeah, what to be toil upon. Even by us, in our Sugya, the Betzim are two points over here, the two places on the body you can find it. You can find it either on Basara, and that's going to be Sif Yud Aleph, or you can find it on the Chalukah, and that's Sif Yud Beis through Sif Tazayim. And it went through order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah went first Basara, and then Chalukah. That's why the Shulchan Aruch went this way also. So to start over here on Sif Yud Aleph, start from the Mishnah starts up first with the Klal. I really kiss up Basara, connected the base of Torah for you. Oysel Malkum is Tomei, otherwise Torah. That's the Klal. Then the Mishnah afterwards brings down, for example, four cases. You found it on her Akova, on her ankle, a Rosh Gadol, on her toe, big toe, a Sheik, Shukov, a Parseah, on a thigh, and a calf. These places, the Bifnim is Tomei, Bechutz, or Al Stodim, the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch brings down these four cases and most of two more cases. The idea of finding it upon the person's either their fingers until the Kishreitz Baisav, that's Besim the Braiso and Daf Meches. That means the case that brought down in the Mechaber, there's a Mishnah and the Braiso. Now, we see clearly that it's on the outside, whether it's Bechutz or Al Stodim, the Loch is Torah of the Mishnah. The Yisrit Shabai says the Shach and Taz, built upon the Gemara and Daf Meches. That a maksikim tumalatum my makum makum, whether lekula or lechumra, they get the sugya clears lekula or they get lechumra. We're not going to mechalk one to another, and therefore loch is a maksik. That's what he's saying bechutz, or the idea of the sun come to be make lovir. We're not maksik my makum makum. Then we discuss we see in the inside the finim versus letzad or bechutz. What does that mean? So the beisesif. For example, among the Rishonim, four different shots of what that means is tight words. Rashi sounds like when it connects the thigh to the calf with the gidim, he brings out from the Oroch two different shotim. Either is the lois, that you have your boots of your feet, I'm not sure what the Metzias what that is, or when you close the leg. And the simple understanding, the Rambam, the place you seem to go, when you push your legs together, that's nichel in the gedda of the fnim. Now they point out, like we discussed by the Sugya of Kikuris V'ayin, or the Sugya of Big Day Tzavainim, or not Mekabal Tumo, is this a Sugya of Legazu or the Sugya of Tliya? Do we have to come on to Tliya? So come on, the Shachri speaks out clearly that even though we have don't have what to be toil upon, she did not go to Shukshal Tabachim. See, sat there, she took a shower in the morning, she sat 3 hours and she had not moved, and she had a dam on her face. There's nothing what to be toil upon. Says the Shach, still the Loch is going to be Mutov here. We're saying, not come from Oysa Makam. Where the Chodim, the Chodshani writes on the Shach, but the Pashat Avon over here is that Chazal had the Kuntz Chachom Loi Kosu. But we do not have any reason at all to accuse there to say it came from Oysa Mokar. Again, we have no Tliya to be Samech upon, but since it's not possible from Oysa Mokar, Chazal will not go there. So it's Nichol Kalb of Loi Kosu over here. Now again, that's Dafgun, cannot come from Oysa Mokar. Now, let's say it can come, but only if it went in that era and then dripped down. Is that literally together, or is that considered one mokum? So the Chodesh Shani speaks out of Esim before Shor Chasholchon. He says the idea of Mokum Mokum means that when one place had to travel the second place, but when someone had dripped down, that's all one Mokum. That's one place over here. So that's means something that's not possible to come there, either dropping there or dropping and rolling there. But if it's possible to roll there, that's nichol in the Mokum itself. It's a svara, but somebody wants to argue the points. No, I can hear two sides. There's something near two sides. But they speak it out clearly. Now, negate to the different places in the body, you're going to go find it. The Achronim discussed different cases, or what one of the cases in Shulchan Aruch is. One of you find it on the her ankle over here. So, why exactly do you find it there? Why is it Tameh for? So, we have the Taz, for example, the Prisha, she's fat like Yishmaelim, with the feet inside. And therefore, since it's shy to go from Isalakim to ankle, they will come on to Metamaher. The question that Chorim ask, what bezman is that? Lamaisa, we do not sit like Yishmaelim. But they ask even further, the Ramah did not live in the Mokum of Yishmaelim, and they did not sit that way in Europe. And therefore, the Stimus Ramah sounds like to be Machim. The question is why? That's not exactly the way how they sat. So there are different ways that Chorim want to answer. There's someone be Mekel. They bring down Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo, someone really wants to be Mekel. But the Gedolei Achronim discussed this question. They did not seem to go this way. Either one way, the Pridei wants to say, and the Chashuvim goes this way in the first Teretz, that Maisa, it is possible to sit that way. It was just interesting. Last night, when I was praying Chabur, and I was looking over this Sugya, I just caught myself, I was sitting that way. One foot was bent inside, like, wow, Mamish. It actually wasn't even that comfortable. And one foot was inside, Mamish, that way. So it is possible to be that way, and just Minas Shemaim, at the moment, they have to be sitting that way, on a chair. Fine, Ishak that way. So the Taisol has it that way, he brings it that way, well, Vazu brings it that way, the Bada Shulchan. It is possible, Ishak, Agam is not the Derech, but maybe he did sit that way. A second thing comes on the Aruch HaShulchan, and they want to say, when the preacher says it, not that they sat like Yishmaelim, like the Yishmaelim sat, but Shaykh, other ways, you sit in a small chair, it's connected to Yishmaelim. Sometimes your feet are sticking out, can be connected to Isa Mokum. It just means an example like the Yishmaelim, as the preacher is saying. And therefore, it's not you sit that way, but it's possible sometimes you sit in a small chair, and that's how it is. It comes out, it's connected to Isa Mokum. And therefore, Gam and Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Dafka, if you sit that way, the place will say either it could be a sat that way, Elab Dafka, you know about that, or it's Shach to be connected to Isa Mokum. Therefore, it can be Matamaher. A second case of placement is cost. If you have on top of a foot, a couple of the Bach Shach Taz, they bring it down. The Bach, the Meisel wants to be Mekel, did not go connect like some Mokom, go down to the Taz. After the Taz ends off, we're not going to go against the Beisation, there are more for her Zokon, and therefore we Machmor, and the Shach seems to go this way. Hagam, the Bach disagrees. The way the Chodeshani brings out the Chokh Lesotam on the Taz Yisrael, the Kamalon will say, Be'ikr, the Swarti Mekel, but it's Machlaikis will be among the Paiskim. It's Tzirif will be Mekel. The Tzirif they discuss is Aloch and Tzirif Ches. In Tzirif Ches, we have Machloikis, 2 days, Pasha the Mechaber, Aigni Mitzarif and the Gufanat. The simple reading of the Mechaber is Tav Yishar, Malach Yistam, we Mekel, and also be not Mitzarif on her Guf. Agam, all Yishan, we do not go this way. Tzikamon Mechok Mazodom, he says, over here, when you find top of your leg, it's a Machloikis, and this is as far as Mikan Lakan. And this situation will not be mitzarif, what's on top of the guf. It'll make it tzirif to be mekel. That means you find that a drop on top of your leg will be mekel over here. A third case the pasuk discusses, when you find it on your different toes, that means you have the big toe and you have four other toes. You have the big thumb, the big toe, and the four other ones. So again, the shaila is what to go do in this case. The shach brings down the drisha. That drisha seems to be this topic about. Gam the drisha won't make lachol, the shach won't make lachmer. But they seem to be making it a sophic. The mice again, the place come along, the Iker, the Bach and Taz say the Lacha is to be Mekel over here. Because the story is, Dafka the inside is connected to Eisel Mokum, the outside is not connected to Eisel Mokum. And again, wherever Chaim seem to go this way, the Siddur Torah, the Minchas Yaakov, the Graz, the Kinshchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan and others. However, Makar Chaim disagrees, and therefore again, the come along the Chokhmah Zodim and says, to make it Tzirif, the Baal HaShulchan brings it down and says, the Iker, let's be choshish, except the mount over there of the mitzarif at the top of the body, even though usually we pass the chumah to be mach mitzarif ches, over here, since we have machlokes al paiskim, this we want mitzarif, and each drop we can make it by itself. A fourth case that I can discuss is the thigh. Now the thigh, be'etzem, goes a drop higher than Eisem Mokum. It says in the thigh and befnim, the loch is to be machmer. Why? It goes up a little bit higher in Metzias wise, and Eisa Makam is not like Eisa Makam. So what's the difference you find on the chest of the head or on the thigh? So Kamal the Archa Shulchan says, because it can roll over there. And that's not Nichol Negedim, be Maksim Makam Makam. It can roll and drop over there. That's, even though it's a drop higher, that's Nichol in the same place, it connected Eisa Makam. The way how the Rabbi says over, it's Nichol Negedim of a thigh, look Chalkul Chazal. They want to recall exactly where you found the thigh, it's Nichol in the category over here. So fine, we discussed four different cases of how to define it. Negate to your ankle, to your foot, to your toes, or to your thigh. But that's what comes out. The club ikur is, if it's possible to matamer, it's not possible, it'll be mekel. We mamshik upon this, we have examined the case of the braisa, you found it upon a person's hand. On the hand, until the kishreitz braisa, until her knuckle, will come along to matamer her. Now, what is the reason for that? The Beis Yosef brings down, it seems to be a machlik to shame without vana behind it. The Rav brings out for the Rashba is that you'll touch Eisa Makam. She will touch her Eisa Makam with her hand. The way how he brings out for the Magen Mishnah B'Shem the Rishonim is it'll drip from Eisa Makam on her hand. A drop different way what's happening over here. Is it touching Eisa Makam? Or drip and get connected to Eisa Makam? The Mechabal might work on the Lashon of the Rashba that might she'll touch Eisa Makam. She'll touch the place. The reason why with Matama, come she doesn't know, because the Daim Askani is saying, her hands move around, that's the nature of what people can do, therefore will be Matamaher. Come on the Pesach HaTshuva, lean on the Siddur Torah, but let's say she knows 100% barely, she did not touch that Makkah, and the Chanami brings down the Halacha Star. Hagam, we know, we learn numerous times in Issa V'Eter, that they're barely, why Ramla Inche, what could be Semich upon why she's Nemar? So it's not that simple, one to say what not to, but here could be, the Oak Summers that didn't do Rabban over here. Also, as the Beis Yosef points out, we're showing him it's not the derech to put a connected Eisa Makam. Therefore, it could be that's the reason why barely the Maisel will be Mekel. Now, once we have decided that touching on your hand, even though it's higher than the body, because connected Eisa Makam, the luck is be Matamaher. The question now is, what category do we give her hand? That means you know, clothing has one category, Besar has another category, sign negates Sivvav and sign negates Sivches. That means in Sif Vav, when you find out Basara, there's one sheet of the said the shears are Mashu. And those ones say, no, the shears can be used for Eid. When you find them on your hand, negate the Sif Vav is the shear Mashu. One question. A second question, even if you pass him the shears can be used for Eid, is it like the Loch in Sif Ches? Is it like the sheet that says the Loch is that we be Mitzarif? Or no, it could be a Loch that not be Mitzarif. Is it like Begodim or not? That means the question we have, how do you look at hands? Our hands have the loch of begodim or loch of besara. Oh, so come along the Pesach Shuvah, it brings down the Siddur Torah, and he discusses the loch negates the Sivvav. The Siddur Torah wants to tell you know that since we know the Olam read the Beis Yosef, everybody read the Beis Yosef, to be clear about that. Everyone read the Beis Yosef. And in the Beis Yosef, the Rashba is brought down from his Rebbe. The only reason, only case to be machmer on her hands is daf we do a bediko. Otherwise, there's no reason to say they touch, she touched Eisa Makam. True, we do not pass in that way, but Mitzirf the Rashba, the Rebbe the Rashba, will only machmer when they give it together with hands like begodah like a clothing. Even though the shach passes the sivvav loch lemaisa in lahoch klal am besara is give together mashu. Come listen to Tyre and said no. Even over here, if you do shach shito, the ghetto like be a shef kigris for aid. Why can we always have the Mitzirf of the Rebbe, of the Rashba, there was an abedika that would not come onto your mach when you find upon your hands. Building upon that, Kamal Pesach Shuvah and says, also says the Chochma Zadim this. Look up the Chochma Zadim. He went from Siv Vav to Siv Ches. Said, just like in Siv Vav, the Loch is given get of Begdeho, and the Shech Gris will Oid, and will not go like, even when the Shach be Mekel, he also will give a get of Begdeho, and the Shech will not give it Sarf, because Shech Gris will Oid. Why? But Siv, the Rashba's Rebbe, that says the whole time to be machmer is when a person does a bedikah. So it comes out that even though we're saying halach lemaisa, we know the sivav sivches that besara has its klolim and beik we paskin that has a chumro that the loch is we will all be mitzarev. The exception is not to your hands. We pask halach lemaisa come on the paskim saying roi paskim that halach lemaisa on a hand will not give the chumro of besara give a gedor of begdeo. And the reason is because we always have the tzirif of the Rebbe of the Rashba. Now, when we discuss the halacha of the hands, we say it goes until the knuckle. What about on the back end above that? So, again, the Shalom of the Achoinim, the Pesach HaTshuva brings down this question. that those one taina, the simple reading sounds like we're not going to go against it, and therefore this entire Ocher Shulchan says, if you find dam there, it's like on her shoulder, it'll be mekel. The Maaseh Pesach Tshuva brings down that the Chochmas Odom does not say that. Once a taina, maybe does, maybe doesn't, and again, only b'tzirif he wants to be mekel. That's if he won't be mekel. That's how Ochos and the Chodeshani, and by the Shulchan seems to go this way. Now, not to negate these cases, but let's go a step further upon this. There's a Kiveg over here that says 3 points. It comes out from Kiveg at 3 points. He's really building upon a Taz. Once we say the Yisoid over here by her hand, we're coming to Matamar. The question is, can we make Tliyas upon a hand? And there are three different things that the friend was discussing to get to your hand. We have one case over here coming with Taz and says she's Isik in Summer, and she finds dam on her hand. The gears of the Taz Lefaneinu, which a big Mavuchu had an understanding of what the gears is. The gears is when she Isik in Summer, and then she finds dam on her hands. The Loch is when say it did not go against Isik Mokon. The Loch, where did it come from? From a Summer she's Isik in. Or make it clear upon her hand. Therefore, the Loch is she making food in the kitchen, she's making the meat that has raw juice to it, or she has fish has raw juice, it's a lot of red, and she finds dominant upon her hand, so make it clear, very simple, clear. Come on, that Choydiman says, the Taz says only to be toilo upon her hand. What about now, can you put toilo upon the rest of her body? Loshen Choydiman is, can make a clear upon a clear. Best of she's, again, people in the house all the time, we're making over here raw fish. Come to the store, the blood's no problem. Or meat, the blood's no problem because it's moil juice. It's red. She has blood over here and she found blood on her leg. Can make it clear, little clear. So come on the page of Pesach Tshuva brings down that the simple reading, Sintara says, is that Taz saying only in her hand you can be mekel, but on her leg cannot be mekel. The big Shalomai said, why is that so? If you find upon your hand, why, maybe from your hand it touched your leg. Therefore, they point out first, command all the Achreinim, say the Maisi can be Mekel, we do make a Tliya upon a Tliya. That's the Maskun, this is the Tyro, the Prisha, it comes out that way, the Chavadas, Pesach Tshuva and others. But oy, they want Taina, even the Taz does not sound that way. They either want to change the gears of the Taz, or they want to put in words inside the Taz. Even the Taz of Bisrael, the Maisi agrees to this concept. I, you can ask, we have a Klal, Ein Machtik, Tumum, and Mokum, and Mokum, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechurma. How in the world being machzik that she's oisik in fish, touched her hand, and went to her leg? Come the pike and say, Yishal Chalak Harbe. Over there, we do not find anything upon her hand. Here we know Bavadik's on the hand. No, 100. She sees it on her hand. So being toil upon a tliya is when we know it's there on the hand. So now it's being toil one place, another place. That means the Gemara is saying it would not be toil on main machzik, makhul, makhul. It's when you find it only in the second place, not the first place. So you don't know for sure it's in the first place. That's been maxim mokum mokum. That will not be silo kul not lochomro. Here we know it's on the hand. We know for sure she's oisik with the chad on the hand. That's nechal get of tliya to tliya. That might be baker the place you want to be mekel.
That's not a natural drip. We said earlier that.
No,
it's a natural drip. We said that.
No, if it's chad, come from mokum mokum. It's not.
She herself is actually going.
She goes everywhere. Her hand. This is where it is. This is a. It's a. It's a clear upon a clear. It's not a me maxim makhl makhm. It's a clear, clear, clear. Another place person wants to say yes.
What's every
case of
asking? Isn't that
for
my hands to wear every single time?
No, the sasku maybe I think itself one on a leg. Yeah, but it has to. Let's say you know it did not come there because, for whatever reason, she wearing a skirt. It was an apron. It wasn't possible. But it can come from her hands. Let's say it's behind the counter. That's where the fish is. But her hands went over here. So the fish, no way, went to her skirt. But her hands move away. The
pasuk that it was somewhere that it could have gotten entangled.
So her hands can't get there.
It doesn't say that anywhere in
the Mishnah. It has to be the Avada. She knows 100%. There's no way to get to her. You won't have the heter without the sisoy. It's really clear. There are certain things that are behind the counter. That's speaking of the Taz. Sounds not that way. But you read the Taz black and white. And they want to change the gears or change the vana of the Taz. They want to say, Chanami, I'll be smart, Shabbai. It's not in the Chalusa Gutlias.
Shouldn't that be the Chumar also then?
Sorry?
That if we find it in a place where it's shy to get to, less than the Gris, but then we find it also in a place where it can't get to, more than the Gris.
No, that's not. If you do not find it in the first place, we're not.
No, I'm saying you find a little bit in the first place.
That's the question.
I'm saying, then we go the Chumar also.
That would be the question.
I mean it's on the side that we say that on her hand, since we know it was on her hand.
Well, maybe we have other cases of Sibur. Building upon this, now once we have this Yisoy, you come on the Kivegis in the next point now. Let's say she went through a Shuk Shatavachim. Went through a Shuk Shatavachim, and she found out Basara and a Mokim Agula. I mean, we know Shuk Shatavachim, we pass on the Rashba. On Basara, there's no clear Shofan in the Chalukah. Let's say she went through a Shuk Shatavachim and found it on upon her hands. She found it, she wearing only sandals, and she found it on her feet. In that situation, we come along and say that also will make it clear went through a Shuk Shatavachim. But no, she has the mamash touching it. So again, there are those come along with Api Svar Shibai, where Kivegi speaks out, and he says very clearly, Api the Cheshman, the whole reason why the Gemara is being Machma Basaro, because you shall find upon the Chaluka. Over here, the Svar does not apply. And therefore, the come along with the Kivegi, Maisi wants to be Mekel, and say, you find upon your hands, again, will be Mekel, will be Ladaf your Isik Mamish, even in the next stage, over to Shuk Shatavachim. Agam is a Beis Shloimo. He wants to be machmor, and it says loy plug. And they do bring down the Baruch Shulchan wants a taino. It's against the passion of the Beis Yisrael and the Taz. He wants to be machmor. However, the strikers far is like the Kiveger and the Shlomo Kulu went this way. The Bushiyah's Taz. So they went this way and say when we went through a Shuk Shatavachim, you can make it clear upon Besara that's Mokum Agula. So that's a simple avono of the sugya over here. That means whether it's on the hands or any place that here, the bodies of Mokum should be the same thing over here. Now, building upon the take this third stage now, says of Kivegar, you went through a Shuk Shatavachim, you found it on her, let's say, her hands, and also you found it on her Basara that's Mechusar. She found two places al Basara, one's Megula, one's Mechusar. Come on again of Kivegar, and he's Mamshech and says al Bisvar Shibai, also the whole reason why come on to be Machma al Basara, Mitzad al Sugyo, she found upon Chalukah. Here, Makkah Megula is like Chalukah, and he wants to say in this case also we should be Mekel. Again, the Chalim deal with it, maybe not, maybe yes. That's again the 3 points of Kivegi is saying over here. One is when he Isik in the Kasmea, clearly Tliya, upon his hands. A second thing, of a Shuk Shatavachim upon his hands. A third thing, when the Shuk Shatavachim, he found upon his hands and Makkah Mechusar. That's Sif Yud Aleph finding upon her Basara. Sifya Beis is finding it upon her Chalukah. The starting point with this is Gemara and after Zayin Beis that brings out a statement that a person finds out upon Basara or Safik, if it's Tamei Tor, the loch is by Basara be Metamher. On Chalukah, if it's Safik, the loch on Chalukah will be Metar. Next thing, Gemara Hechi Dami. If it's Lamailo, Bein Basara, Bein Chalukah should be Torah. If it's Lamato, Bein Besara, Bein Chalukah should be Torah. Tomei, Tomei. What's the Chalukah? We have two words. Ivo is Eimo, the case is La Mechagula Mato, Ivo is Eimo Chagula Milo. Come on, Gemara, the first chair, it says, Ivo is Eimo, the case of Mechagula Mato, and she went to a Shuk Shatavachim, she went to a slaughterhouse. Well, someone say, in Yerushalayim doing a Seis Mechuvah, you walk around Mecharim, that's Nichol get a Shuk Shatavachim. Somehow, every time I come home and says my tshuva, somehow I find things on top of me, it passes by Yaakov Yoshin. Fine, there were kind of certain places over here that the Nichol even Yerushalayim, this concept. People can understand the idea of your Shuk Shatavachim. Now, you went to Shuk Shatavachim, says Gemara, if you went to a Shuk and you found it only on Besara, why did not find a Chalukah, but we came from Oysel Mokim? It's a Raya. If you find a Chalukah, and a Raya not find upon Besara, you have what to be told upon Shuk Shatavachim. Ivo same and all forget it came Mila Milo. In the case over here, she did this dakra. She jumped like a gedi. Sounds like a base station. She did a flip backwards, get her feet over her head over here. And came connected to Makkum. And again, the Gemara says the same statement. If it's the case, she found a Vana Besaro. She should have found a Pana Chalukah. She did. Wash Bishis Tommy. Mashenke, she found a Pana Chalukah. And now Besaro must be came from not Oysa Makkum. Now the question is, how to apply these two words and different cases over here. So first, certain pratum over here. First, this halach speaks out the shach from the Beisayish Ben Yeruchim is dafka when her chaluka is baduka. Otherwise, we'll get to later on if it's not badik. But how do we say a case of it's leo? That's simple. V'aid, we're saying the halacha of lamay lamato, we mechal to the nizdaku or not. The achorim speak out, the Torah Shalom on the page, to Tyro and others, are for shulchan. It's dafka on her inside or outside, but on the stodim, even his dakra is going to be Torah. Because when it's dakra, it's not going to sides. Finally, he said the Matthias, not possible. Gam the Korachim seems to say it is possible. But the Svam seems to say it's not possible on the Svodim. Now, to go through the cases over here, that's what you have to realize. There are going to be 24 options of cases that you can't have over here. 24, not to speak them out, it's very simple, everyone should make their own chart, I get 24 cases. Basically, you have six places you can find it. You can find a case when it's Lamata on her Chaluka, and Lamayla on her Chaluka. That's the second option. You can find it on Basara, Lamata, and Lamayla. A third option, you can find it on Basara Vichaluka, Lamata, Lamayla. I mean, there's six places to find it. There are four different Noshim that are floating around over here. So there's a regular Isha over here that's not in this Dakra. There's a regular Isha that's not in this Dakra went through a Shuk Shel Tavachim. There's an Isha that's in this Dakra that did not go through a Shuk. Isha in this Dakra that went through a Shuk. So the four Noshim, the six cases, are 24 cases, right? Basic math over here. Even my kids should know that, if he's there. So we have 24 cases to work out. Make a chart. Now, some of them are very simple. That means six cases you just knock off right away. That means you find it in Lamato, whether it's Basara, or in Chaluka, or Basara with Chaluka, that's best in the Mishnah. She's told me. You find it in Lamayla, on the regular Isha, whether it's Basara, or Chaluka, or Basara Chaluka, Torah. That's again the Mishnah. That means six cases are very simple. You took care of, work them out. The other cases are really building upon three machlokes among the Rishonim. Two of them are in the Beis Yosef, ones, and all of them are in the Rashba. The Rashba has the Ra against him, the Rashba has the Reish Aleph against him, the Ravit, the Rashba has the Rambam against him. He comes to argue with three different Rishonim, and we pass them all through like the Rashba. Over here we have Sokhma on all the cases. I mean, all 24 cases we have a Lachal Maisa, except a lot of them are Machlokes. Just to speak out where they're coming from in the Vodun of Sugyo, is at first, an Isha went through, has dam on the Besara, and she went through a Shuk Shel Tavachim. So that's one machlokes, the Rashba versus the Reish Aleph in the Beis Yosef, what they call the Ravit. What's the study of the machlokes? It's very clear in the Lishon Kama, the Gemara says over here, you find upon her Besara. The Gemara says that Iboy, you should have found upon a Chaluka, you don't. Even though she went through a Shuk Shel Tavachim, the Lachish should be Tomei. That's the first Lashon. Come on, Lishon Basra, it says, the case over here, the Dakra, the question, what exactly is the Lishon Basra saying? First of all, Machlek, is the Lishon Basra a Hemshech who went through Shuk Shel Tavachim, or did not go through Shuk Shel Tavachim? That's one question. Read Rashi, and Rashi says, the Lishon Basra is a Shuk Shel Tavachim. The Rashi in the base station says, it's not a Shuk Shel Tavachim. The first Machlek is what the Kimto of the Lishon Basra is. Also, Machlek is the Lishon Basra, what you're saying is not called the Shuk Shel Tavachim, is the arguing, or went through, is the arguing the Lishon Kama or not? Is the arguing or not? The Rashba writes, it's not arguing. And it quotes to Ra'ah, the Ravid, that seems to say it is arguing. Then it comes out, the Rashba is saying it's not arguing, so Loch Lamaisa, you have a Basara or Shuk Shel Tavachim, the Loch is going to be Tomek, because no more claims Lishon Kama, Lishon Basra. The Ravid is saying, no, Lishon Basra is disagreeing with Lishon Kama over here. And therefore, Lishna Basra is saying, the Lishna Kama is saying, you found the sorrow, she found the Chaluka is Tomei. Masha Enki, Lishna Basra is not saying that. And therefore, could Lishna Basra, the Maisa be a Torah. We have a Kul over here. Therefore, again, you have a Basara, a Shuk Shel Tavachim, a regular Isha, according to Ravid, that's brought down the Yeshua in the Torah, that the Beis Yosef explains, Kama said Lishna Basra argues Lishna Kama. They're disagreeing with this point over here. Therefore, it will come out, three of these 24 cases will be Machlokes. Whether it's a case of a regular Isha, a Basar, that a case over here was Lamata and not Nistakro, a case of whether she was Nistakro and again Lamata, or in a case where she was Nistakro and she shot a Basar and went Lamailo. Those three cases, all really the same idea over here.
What was the first case?
A regular Isha, it went through a Shuk Shel Tavachim. That case over there, that means all these cases, all three are Shuk Shel Tavachim. Not Nistakro. Or in the Stakul, or in Slamato, or the case of Stakul and Milo, would be Machlokes Rashba versus the Ravid over here. The Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, the place of Breakthrough, went like the Rashba, the Locha is Tomei over here. That's one Machlokes. A second Machlokes, again brought down in the Beis Yosef, really in the Torah over here, is a case when you have a Kesem That's Lamaila on a Mechagura, Lamaila. And she was this Dakra. But she did not go to a Shuk Shata Bachim. So the question is Lamaila like Lamato? Is it Mamash Lamaila like Lamato? The Rambam says, Lamaila is like Lamato. Just like Lamato, the Loch of the case be Tomei, you also Lamaila be Tomei also. That's what the Beis says, explains Lamaila is Kilamato. Mashenkin the Rajba says, no, Lamaila is Kilamato, but not Mamash Bidiyuk. The fact over here that she is Dakro, and you found over here only Lamaila Mechaguro, the fact they did not find upon a Besaro, for that reason you have to find upon Metzias wise, has to fresh go on a Besaro, has to drip down. It goes straight, it's good, it has to drip down. The fact they did not drip down, find upon the Chaluko, for that reason Lamaila will be Mekel. The Shach brings down the Bach, passing like the Rambam. Mashenkin the Shach says, when you talk about Revi Shainim, go like the Rajba, again the Kul over here. That's the second Machlokes. The third machlokes, look up the Rajba, the Ra'ah over there is very clear. When the case when you have a, you find upon her Besara Vichaluka over there, and it went through a Shukshat HaBachim. They point out, as you read the Gemara is a steer over here. How to read the, what's the Diak of the Gemara? The Gemara says, you find upon a Besara as Tamei. Why? Because she should have found it. She, if not, if she went through a Shukshat HaBachim and did not find upon a Chaluka, why didn't you find upon a Chaluka? She should have found it in both places. It must be. That's on if you told me you find it only on Basara. But let's say you found on Basara with Chaluka, Maduka the Gemara from the ratio, you tell her, like where to you. The Gemara's next words are, on Chaluka is Tahira. Why? For Raya did not find it on Basara. Maduka found out Chaluka on Basara, should be Tommy. The Deek, the ratio of the Savior, Mamash is zero. The Rajma says, Ik is the ratio. The Raya writes, no, the Ik is the Savior, the steam is in the mission over here. And therefore, come out when you find a Basara Vechaluko, the Rajba says, whether it's not Nisdako, or Nisdako Lamato, or Nisdako Lamaila, these three Akimtas, be Machlokes, Rajba versus the Ra'ah. So again, just to be clear, we have three separate Machlokes in the Rajba against the Raivit, the Rajba against the Ra'ah, and the Rajba against the Rambam. The Rajba against the Raivit, when you find a Basara Lamato, or Shukshat Avachim, the Rajba Mai says Machmer, Mashengi, the two other cases, when Basara Vechaluko, and she went to a Shuk, he wants to be Makel against the Ra'ah, and against the Rambam, he wants to make him when you have Chelo, when you, a person is Lamaila, the Chaluka, this Daka, Shuk Shad Avachim, you want to tell him Lamaila is not Mamash Kilamato, let me make over there also. And they're getting a lot of blank faces over here, or a lot of smiles over here, I'm not sure how to define it. I guess you have to make your own charts over here, figure out yourself. They do point out a new Indian over here that seems to be a Machlokes and Avono, and how do you understand the Yisrael Shabbat of Basar versus Chaluka? They point out that the Pesvis and the Rajba seem to argue just the fundamental Avon over here. We have a case of a Chaluka and the case of Basara. Is Basara Chaluka the same exact halacha, just you have to work out the Metzias wise? Well, no, Basara is more Chumra than Chaluka. Chazal gave it more Chumras over Chaluka. It's not the same exact thing, just you have to work out practicality. So, best of the two Tosfos against the Rajba, also in the Beis Yosef. Tosfos and after the Zayin and Beis ask why in the world by the three Chalukas, when you make it clear 1, 2, and 3, and not on the Basari, won't make it clear when 1, 2 went through a Shukshat HaBakim. Tosfos says, you know why? Because it's not the Derech, Matthias wise, it's the Galil the Basara, or Basara. Mashaying the Chaluka is the Derech. David, they point out that the Locha Basara Chaluka is the same thing. Just, you have to work out the Matthias. Tosfos Daf and Ches also asks the question. It says, why the world by Tipim will be Mitzaref on a Besara? Will be Mitzaref on a Besara, not Chaluka? He says, you know why? Because on a Besara, it's Yesi Mitzaref, the stomach came from her Oysam Akam. So again, we just have to work out the practicality over here. The Rashba Daf and Zayin, he says, not the way. He says, the reason why by three Chalukas will be make it clear and not Besara, he wants to say, because we assume it's Reklaim Ladovar, it came from Oysam Akam. Not the words of Tosfos, it's not the Derech. We're more Machmer Basara, and then it goes on further. We have to realize in the Mishnah, Daf and Zayin and Beis, says the Loch is, we have the Loch in the ratio of the Sarah, the Sefer Chaluka. And Daf Mechesem and Beis, we have the Loch, a person can be Toilo, or whatever he finds when he went through Shukshat Avachim, went through Isaac and Kisaman. Is the Mishnah, Daf Mechesem and Beis, going back in both the Kiptas of Daf and Zayin and Beis? Only the second case in Zayin and Beis. Again, we have the ratio of the Sefer. In the Zayin and Beis, we have the Basara and we have Chaluka. The Rashba writes, brought down by the Beis Yosef, the Mechesa Beis is not going back in the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah in Zion is her Besara, then the Chalukah, and then the Mishnah in the Chesem Beis, when it says, it's going back on only on her begotten. Going back only on the Sefer. Mashenke, Tosfos says, going back in everything. She has to be practical. That means arguing in a bundle fundamental pshat in the Mishnayis. Is the second Mishnah going back in everything in the first Mishnah? The Rashba writes, no, it's not going back in the Mishnah. It's only going back in the Sefer. Tosfos understands, no, it's going back also in the Mishnah. She has to be more practical over here. That means it comes out to the bundle pshat in the Sugyo, building upon the Rashba, comes out, a machlokes is how do you read the Mishnah over here? You can start making, get involved with that question. Not muchach. Not muchach. You can start to get like you will make a laughter right here. Yes, you have to work. No, that's the next machine. That's, you have to speak. He says the makish of begufa, and then we'll make it clear. But no, not chol mashi yichlitlois. He says, he speaks out. When it says chol mashi yichlitlois, it means shuk shel tavachim. He writes Lav Aleisha. He says those words. Black and white, brought down by the Beis Yosef. No, the Beis Yosef says, you know, I didn't see the Rashi inside. The Beis Yosef says it. Now, once we have these clothes over here, let's be a little bit practical. Today's day and age, we wear undergarments. She wears undergarments that are tied to the body. I think I mentioned already that in those days, more than 100 years ago, the Nazis would be the Matthias that way due to hygiene reasons. They didn't have any cotton, and if some way things tight, well, making smell wasn't too healthy, and therefore, in those days, things could leak out, go other places. Today, not seem to be the Matthias. So the question is, building upon that, what's the law then again, when we find on our leg, and our ankles, and on our skirts, and all these things like that, isn't nichol the claw of being lamayla, and therefore, the law is lagazu? No, we have to work out the claw over here. So the first, my mock is the Pesach Shuvah. It brings down the similar idea from the satire of the Panam Iris. In case that our Matthias cannot be that way, that means the way the Pesach Shuvah brings down, it sounds like certain clothing were sewed up. I mean, for example, certain clothing in the olden days, Bezman, let's say the Gemara, they wore a robe. Masha Enkein, the Bezman Panam Iris, they wore skirts. Therefore, in a skirt, it would not go higher up in the body of certain areas, even the stakro. Masha Enkein, when you're a robe in the stakro, would go to higher areas. Therefore, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from these Dora Chrenim that we have to be practical. Even in this Dakwa, you only find upon Basara, but it's not possible to get there. Come along the Pesach Shuvah and says, let's be Michael. You cannot get there. Now, again, he's discussing civilly the get to skirt versus robe. Building upon this, first Mashama speaks out, what's Pshat that this Panamiris? Once time of the wear they put the clothing on, they put it on from the top words, not from the bottom words on. Otherwise, they pass through Oysa Mokum. The two ways to put on any outfit, from the feet or from the head. It says the way they put it on was from the head. Otherwise, if it went from the feet, the Rabbiya also, that went through Oysa Mokum. So it went from the head. Building upon that, comes from his name, this calls undergarments. Now, B'Iker, the swarm seemed to go, might seem to be Mekel. However, they have to be practical about it. That means they point out, let's say she put on something, and she wore it for 2 hours, and she did not go to the bathroom. She did not go to sleep, change things, take things off. There's no way past the skirt. She put on the undergarment, then she put on the skirt. It's not going to the bathroom. They come along the swarm and say whether you find it on a hin, whether you find it upon a rabsaro, on a chaluka, on a chaluka b'chutz. They have all the different cases. Most swarm say the maisa tivagel. That's mamash biska tshuva over here. Either maisa found it. It's just not possible. It's like finding it on her shoulder. There's no way of getting it. Now I see.
What?
Now they do say 2 points. If she went to the bathroom, or she changed her clothing for a second, there is a moment that Eisam Bakum is possible to go on a skirt, to go on a leg. It is possible. Once it's possible, even for 1 second, I'll get to where that's coming from 1 second. Even 1 second, you won't have this head anymore. It's Aleph. Second, I do see certain from the Vignach and Biyash of all this. You want to say undergarments can squeeze and move to the side. If it's true, it can squeeze and go to the side. And Chalami, you'll have the same clone of the Sugya, won't have any specific heter. Now, again, you have to know what the Matthias is. If that's not so, then we're back to the Pashtus. Like I know certain people want to say, like, plug, like, back to the, like, plug. If it's possible, it's possible. Not possible, not possible. Will not make a difference. If you find bigger than the grist on your shoulder, what's a level? Misha says motor. It's like being on the shoulder. That's the svar. He's trying to. There's a masham this way. Bavozna by the shulchan. Again, those want to be a little bit machmer, but that's the core of the pashas over here. Taking him a step further. Let's say you find she put in a tampon, and then you find other areas. Then koshkin, there's no place to go find it. It could be able to use in this case that the masham brings down a lot to be makel. There's no way dam comes out over here. Unless you tell me it's not a good tampon, how it works later. But if a pasha, as far as I understand, nothing comes out, that would be the best raya that where's it coming from, not from her. Now, this idea, I said 1 second, the makor they're coming from is a cheka alocha. He says, even in 1 second, and past Yisra Mokim, you won't have this hetter. They point out two eras, cheka alocha has two eras where you got this Yisra in 1 second. One is Nisdakro. She did it one time, she flipped. How much time do you think it was that Oysa Mokhul was connected to Lamailo? 1 second. Another idea was brought down over here, articulated on the Simon, and Sif Nun, is when three Noshim went into one bed. The luck is when three Noshim went over into one bed, we find Daf, we would tap all of them. Now what happened? One passed over one Mokhul, 1 second. And the second one, and the third one. You find the outside, since it passed over the Mokhul for 1 second, the luck is Shishtami. All the matamei. So the concept of 1 second we see already. Now you start arguing the percentage why it don't work out. But if Sal gave it together, we have to know about it's 100%. That means she went to the bathroom. Or maybe moved to the side. That's the shaykh that way. Even for 1 second, we'll have an issue. But otherwise, the klal shavoy should come out practically if there's no way of finding dam over there. I should be able to.
This is
from
where she doesn't also have any undergarments?
Those even when she does have any undergarments. The chazal is telling you no undergarments.
No.
On the bed?
Back to what we were saying originally. She put on the bed and she finds it on her hand.
Right.
She never went to the bathroom, she didn't do anything.
Should be no problem.
She sees it on her hand, but she has nothing on her undergarments?
No, doesn't make a difference. You want to know if it's on the undergarment drip through? No, if you say it's shiny, drip through.
No,
it won't make a difference. You have to be practical.
I would say that it came from somewhere else, but there's something still on the underground where that one covered.
No, the underground is less than the gris. Again, your body will have. What cloud do you put it under? If it's possible that it'll leak through undergarment onto her, then the cloud will give a chlamish. Connect oysa mokum the yegimal, she gris. When you find it, misaf, not misaf, you have to work out the cloud. But echinami, you find nothing in the undergarment, only in your hand, the loch is going to be more to it. It's like in the shoulder. I'm saying the cloud, they look to la loch. That means there's no halacha on her leg. The idea about on her leg is, the passion is, we have to be practical. That's what Pitzchah Shua is saying, Panamir is. It's not possible to come on her leg. It's not possible to come on the Olam. Like us, the Chazal.
Didn't they wear a sinner?
To what?
Okay, and?
It wasn't too subtle.
It doesn't sound that way. But now the next couple of Sifim, you give me the doubt to speak out what it says over here. So if you give them the case when you have on a base yad, on the sleeve over here, again, the cloud is simple. If it's possible, if it's her oisah mokhlin, there'll be matama. If it makes it's tied up, it's not possible, it'll be Torah over here. So if you dial the same idea, she covers herself and went to sleep with a blanket or with a snood. If it's possible, it fell off, and if it's around, her oisah mokhlin will be tame. If it's woke up, it's still tied to her head, and if there's no way her oisah mokhlin, there'll be Torah over here. Sifta Zvav is also discussing two noshim. Now, if it's two noshim, I only find one teep over here. We'll get to Loch later on, Sifim Ches, with time both of them by Chos Zahai Mahai. But let's say one of them wore it, one had on their head. You found only the Milo. The Mechaba speaks out again. Since the one who wore it, and it's the Milo, it's not possible from Oysam Lokum, should be Toyo. Mash Enke, the one who wore it and covered itself with it and it fell off, then she'll come along to be Tamay over here. Sifta Zayin is a locha when she has a maka. Also, you have to be practical. If the maka is a zachoinim, if it's a maka on the neck, or not maka the forehead. If it's shy to come from the maka, the maizel will be toilet. If not shy, it won't be toilet. And those are basically, they spoke out, you give them through the zayin, being practical. Sif Yud Zayin is when you find a kesem, lamai lamato. The mamokim is a bryson that from Tesum Aleph. The bryson over there says, you find tipa dam lamato, tipa dam lamailo, toilet be olim akigris. Now, what's Lamato and Lamailo? So, the Beis Yosef being down, the Rashi says Lamato Lamailo means a size wise. Lamailo means more than Gris Void, Lamato means less than Gris Void. A couple of cases of a bunch of questions, Lamailo Lamato does not sound like in size. It shows that either the idea of Tanam Ugdailim Rosh said the Lash of the Pach of the Gris, the Maila Gris, and therefore Taisha the Rosh, the Maisha, and the Paiskim disagree. Says La Maila Mata means on her body. La Maila Machagura, or La Mata Machagura. That's what it means. That's the Machabi example, the Paiskim girl, like the one of Taisha and the Rosh. Now, in the Sugna of La Maila Mata, Kiv Egon says, get involved in the first 3 days to make it clear not. Again, the idea of the first 3 days will lead to the Simul Kufsad Igvav, Sif Yud, what that means exactly. They also say this idea of Mitoilo, when we found Lamayla Zomato, to make a difference if it's Nikr, that they cannot be the same exact thing. They have a couple of cases. One is, let's say Lamayla is black, Lamata is red, or vice versa. So the basis is Mitzayin to the later on in the Simon. Megrilla sends you to the Sifchav Gimel. Kiregir brings it down and says, not Daimel Zelazer, which is very hard to sound Kiregir, who would not get the Sifchav Gimel. But the Ikr, the place can go, Lavush, and the Sitaira, and the place can go, Chavadas Graz. The look is, we're not going to be told one upon another, because they are not the same thing. Red and black, obviously coming from two different Mekoymas, and therefore we cannot say, just like the top came Alma, the bottom came to the same Alma. The look is, we have to know it came from the same, or at least the option, it came to the same place. We do not have the option, we will not make the Tli over here. Therefore, the Kishon Aruch, the place coming down, let's say it's very clear, you have two different droplets that are Nikka, that cannot come to the same place, for whatever reason, and Chanami will not make the Tli. We cannot be told Lamailo came Alma and Oslamat came Alma. The Oi speaks out the Chavadas and the Kitzur of Hashulchan. This halacha, Dafka Me'alma, we know it have to come Alma. But let's say Me'alma should go Cholok, but it's not Bodek. Therefore, it's no Raya came Alma. Maybe who knows what you wore. We'll also have this Leo. So that's being Dafka Cholok, they want to wash me that's clean. Then if the Elion came Alma, who did Lamat came Alma? Now, to speak out, there are four ways how you can have this Tli over here. There's a case where Lamata, you found it on her Chalukah, she found it on her Chalukah, and Lamaila found it on her Chalukah. A second option is Lamaila on the Sarah, and Lamata on the Sarah. A third option, when Chalukah is Lamaila, and Lamata is the Sarah. And the fourth is Fakir, Lamata is Chalukah, and Lamaila is the Sarah. That means Achrim is discussing, when we have this Tli, what's the kin to the Tli? We have four different ways of having this Kimto over here. So first, the case when you find on the chaluka, when it's on lamato. So when it's chaluka lamayla, that's pashas, that's gemara. Taisa the rosh speak out. That's gemara's case. Lamato lamayla both on chaluka. You find it on more than gives oit lamayla. Lamato also make the same clear. Lamayla came alma. Lamato came alma. If you found the basara lamayla, kolsh kein shmeger clear came alma. Found the chaluka kolsh came alma. That means if you found the chaluka lamato. When you find a lamaila on a chalukah or basara, the maaser should make it clear. That should be simple. The next akimto, you find it on a basara lamato. The question is, what are you going to do in that case? So the two cases over here. If you find it on basara lamaila, so there is a kishon aruch matano maaser that two things are basara, one should have nothing to do with the other than to be machmer. The maaser they point out, just like basara lamaila came alma, he also came alma. Could be the same place. Therefore, the Maisel will be Mekel over here. That's the making the place can go. Sorry. Shifu. Can we have another 5 minutes? Or is that now? Oh. Count six. Count six. I think. But the other way around, when you find a Basara Lamata and you find another Chalukah Lamayla, so then come along Reb Kiregir and he discussed it according to Rosh Lamaisha. Now what are we saying? We're saying she went through a Shukshat Abachim and she has no idea about it. When we went through a Shukshat Abachim, Al Basar make it clear? No. Machluk, do you make it clear? Yes. So since we went through a Shukshat Abachim and there's no Raya, then when you find a Chluk Lamailo, that would make it clear. But Basar would never make it clear, Shukshat Abachim. They will come along Kiregir, according to Rosh Lamaisha, Lamaisha to be Machmed as the Sikimto. Again, Pesach Chumim, Pesach Tari, but Subuk in this case, maybe still make it clear. That's one concept. Another concept, we see the shiur here, Mikhtel upon a Gris V'Oid. Now, first of all, there are 2 points. What does that mean, Gris V'Oid? So first, come on the Chavadas, let's say she was Oisik in a Gris. She was Oisik in 20 millimeters. She found 40 millimeters. Avadi, not to be, the one you found the Milo says it 20. Lamati, can't say, you won't say the Milo came out, the Milo came was Oisik. You cannot make it clear on Lamato. That's where the place can go. Building on that, what about Bizman Azeh? Machilisim are either, we don't have Machilisim, Machilisim is 5 millimeters. And you found 10. We know Chazal say 20 millimeters, that's where we go 1920. Machlis is manazai. Someone found 10 lamailo. Is it going to be a kula or a chumra? Do we go after bezmanenu with mitzia shavoy? We go after what Chazal Maisa said. Again, we give it the fellas at 20 millimeters. So Maisa, the Rush and Mordechai, Rabbi Yashua, the Shuvah, and say Chazal wants to say 20 is 20. 90, 20, that's a share. We'll come along and be mach in this case. Maisa, they bring down to the Yigal Yaakov, Hashem, and Tzion. Let's be practical over here. We found 10 millimeters. Where'd it come from? We know Kemalma. We don't have machilus in that way. Matthias is not possible. And numerous guys of Chabur came up to me and said, a bad over here should be Michael over here. And then when there is a Minchas Priyish, or a Tyro, or a Chasatara, they come up and say, let's be practical, the Maisa make it clear. They do say, if you find that Harpa Tipos, or even Sarf Rizva Oid, you have two cases, whether it's begun on the Milo, or on a Gufla Milo, that is begun on the Milo, but the Shulchan said to be Machmer, Mashing in Gufla Milo, Lamato, Vyash is Michael. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll go from Sif Yud Ches to Sif Chav Dalet to be making sure the idea clears.